All right, a bit of a disclaimer before we get into the podcast. Everything, well, not everything, most of the things said in this podcast are fictional, so you guys have nothing to worry about. All right, I hope you guys enjoy the show. Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Talk More. Today we're going to be talking about freedom and its correlation to MJ.
So in other words, we're going to talk more.
So here with me today, it is myself, Carson.
I'm Brian.
I'm Brianna.
The other host, Jordan.
Sorry. All right, so let's get right on into it. All right, so what is freedom to you guys?
Freedom to me is being able to do whatever you want, and there's like no real consequences. And I don't want to use the word in the definition, but just being free.
Like being able to express yourself without like worrying about it at all?
Yeah, that's my like idea of freedom.
Not doubting your every move.
Yeah,
the lack of judgment.
Yeah,
for an action or thought or belief or motive.
So my idea of freedom is, sorry, I was looking at myself,
is doing what I want when I want, but like, yeah, there's gonna be consequences, but I'm gonna have to learn from them, not you know, my parents like punishing me. Like, if what I'm doing is really bad, then I'll learn for myself that it's bad, not by them saying that it's bad.
So, something that I struggle with when it comes to freedom is being able to not be in an anxious headspace all of the time.
Yes.
Oh boy, I felt that.
Yeah. I feel like when I'm around people that I don't know, I'm very much, like, in a shell. Or when I'm in a social situation that I'm uncomfortable in, I am, like, so stressed. Like, anything, like, presses me. But this is when everybody's friend comes in. MJ.
Oh, yes.
MJ.
My buddy MJ.
Yep.
So, thoughts, feelings, emotions?
It's like when I'm with MJ, I feel more comfortable being myself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, normally I'm super anxious. I'm like, should I say this? Should I say this? God, my voice is annoying. Why am I here? Blah, blah, blah. You know, just doubts all in my mind, anxieties.
Yes.
And then, like, MJ comes around and I'm just, like, speaking my mind and not thinking twice of it, you know?
Right, yeah. I'm the exact same way. I typically only smoke in social situations because, like, I don't feel, like, free to express who I am and my ideas and thoughts when I'm not hanging out with MJ. So when I do, I am so chill. I'm ready to have any type of conversation. You want to sit down and talk about daddy issues? I got you. You want to sit here and talk
previous
about
podcast?
Oh yeah, hit us up, daddy issues.
Always plug. Link in bio.
But if you want to sit here and talk about like how the government is a conspiracy, I got you.
Like honestly,
you want me to talk about anything? I am there. My heart rate is at like a cool 68 instead of like a solid 115.
All I can say with this is that the other day when I was hanging out with MJ, I literally wrote, like, thoughts to, like, myself, who was like, you are pretty even if you don't think so, you're lovely, like, stop being mean to yourself, like, we're the same person, but I want you to know that I love you, and so that's what MJ said to me, and, like,
I love that.
I know.
That is so sweet.
And I was like, love yourself more, so I was like, so for Ari to be nicer to herself. And I think like freedom is like when I'm with MJ, I don't judge myself. Like I get super crazy with MJ, but like I don't judge myself and I kind of just live life however I want to. And I accept, like, even then, like even if sometimes I'll like start feeling myself getting paranoid, but I'll be like, accept the emotions as they come and let them go. And so like I feel like with that, and I'm trying to practice that without MJ also, but like I feel like it just allows us room for like expansion and like growth and like just love and like, I don't know, I feel like there's this freedom from feeling so like weighed down by everything.
Yeah, MJ was definitely like a stepping stone in my journey of self-love. Like before I started, you know, dabbling with my good friend, I was like so, I had such low self-confidence, and I was like, I don't deserve anything in this world. I deserve to show up, do what I need to do, and then go home. And, like, then I started, you know, like, hitting up MJ a little more often. I was like, hey, you know, like, it's good. And then all of a sudden, I remember, like, looking at myself in the mirror, and I was like, you know what? I'm bad as fuck.
Right.
Like, yeah, I am so fine. I am that bitch. Like, I deserve everything good in this world. I deserve happiness. I deserve to feel like this without MJ around.
Right.
And, yeah. like, that was a really big step for me to take, and now I feel like I'm practicing that more often, which was a step of, like, feeling constant, like you said, weighed down and, like, doubtful of myself to being like, oh, I have lost my cage and now I'm flying.
Yeah, it's like, no, literally same.
It's like MJ can be a gateway to freedom, but you shouldn't have to, like, rely on it to feel free.
Yeah,
like Carson
absolutely.
Said. Like, if you end up relying on it, it can become more problematic. You have to, like, you know, use what you learn with MJ to, like, love yourself without MJ, mm-hmm. like Carson said.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where I'm at right now, because right now I'm, like, going wild with MJ. I'm, like, really pushing those boundaries. Like, myself and MJ hung out for, like, a very long time. And so I'm, like, in that point right now where, like, there's such freedom with that, like, me being a person who loves escapism, like, I just want to live in that. Like, if I could be in that world all the time, like, I would, but I know that's not healthy for me, and I know that's not reality. So, like, finding that balance of being okay with, like, the here and now without MJ, but also, like, knowing that it's not far away is something that I'm really battling with. Like, how much freedom should I have, and how much freedom is helpful?
That is understandable. I feel like MJ brings freedom, but at the same time, it also is, like, a ball and chain type situation. Like, it can hold you down a lot if you abuse it, but at the same time, you kind of have to grapple with that when you're first getting to know MJ and getting into it. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I guess with all things, there's good and evil.
Yeah.
It's like yin and yang.
It's not just about MJ. It's about how the person handles it, mm-hmm. how the person handles addiction in general. Like, you become addicted and could lead to problematic things, and that's another thing about freedom. Freedom isn't always a good thing.
Yeah.
Freedom can lead to very bad choices.
Yeah.
But like Jordan said, it's also,
freedom isn't good.
You have the freedom to deal with those choices.
Yeah.
But I also
deal with the consequences.
I think it's freedom in areas, though, because like in America, we have like freedom of speech and freedom of press, and I mean, I think, yes, in a way it hurts us because there's no, like, filtering of it, but also it makes everything a little more vibrant, I think, and not just a little more, like, a lot more vibrant. Like, just think of, like, our news and our media and what we're allowed to say and what we're allowed to feel and what we're allowed to put on a platform. Like, I think that's beautiful, but then also, like, there should not be, like, I think there should be less freedom on, like, guns and, like, gun reform and stuff like
Absolutely.
That. Getting into the very nitty-gritty topics like this, but I think it depends on where you are placing that freedom, because there's a difference between freedom in thought and expression that is not immediately physically hurtful, and then freedom in, like, you are allowed to have a gun and that can immediately physically hurt someone in a deadly type of way.
Yeah, I feel like we have so much freedom in, like, areas that we don't necessarily need it, that we are lacking it in the areas that we do. Like, we have so much freedom when it comes to, like, guns and violence and things like that, and kind of having a lack of control over that area, but we don't have a lot of freedom when it comes to, like, ourselves. Like, we don't feel that freedom. Like, we understand, like, the First Amendment, you know, freedom of speech and things like that, but I feel like we don't necessarily have freedom to be ourselves without a sense of judgment.
Yeah.
And MJ helps with that. If only MJ was free in all states.
I think that's also something that speaks to multiple issues, because I'm just going to get social justice in here. But, like, the fact that, like, people are, where it's free now and it's becoming a business and people are incarcerated for doing and trying to create that same business when it wasn't legal, I think is something that's really sad. And then, like, also the how it restricts freedom of people. Like, there's no, like, CBD oil to, like, help people with their illnesses, like, to help them with their back pain or arthritis. And, like, that's something that I think is so fucking sad.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, it'll be like, yeah, like, it, I feel like it just allows so much freedom, like, freedom of thought and body and expansion and growth, and, like, it's just, I love it, it's amazing. I literally wrote that down, too, when I was hanging out with MJ. I was like, I love MJ.
So, like, I know this girl, I'm not going to say names or relation or anything, but she is going through, like, cancer right now, and she smokes or I guess hangs out with MJ to kind of help with the side effects of chemo, but she can't, like, go out to a dispensary and get some MJ. She literally has to, this cancer patient has to have a plug so that she doesn't feel like dying every single day. But basically, I mean, she has to have a plug to, like, get help, and I feel like that's kind of messed up. Like, I don't understand how federally it's still illegal, but on the state level, it depends. Like, that just seems like such a messy situation with such an easy solution. Like, I mean, it doesn't even have to be legalized for recreational use in all states. Like, all, literally, we're asking for the baseline of medicinal use. Like, there's scientifically proven benefits that, like you said, allow freedom of body, and we aren't even allowed to have that, but, like, that's all I gotta say.
I have, like, two rebuttals to that. I'm sorry I'm talking so much to everyone else around. Yeah, like, my mom has been going through cancer, and I saw her both go it through with CBD oil and without, and how much harsher it was on her body without CBD oil and how much easier it was for her body with CBD oil is a stark contrasting difference. You can definitely see the difference and see how it benefits people, and I think that's really sad. And then I forgot my second point because I'm an idiot.
Okay.
No,
you're not. I hang out with MJ not that often. Not as often as Carson, but...
Wow, throw me under the bus.
But, like, frequently is a good word to use for that. Like, once or twice a week we hang out, and we're best buds. And, you know, it just makes me a happy person. It makes me a happy person when I'm sad. I'm sad. Let me hang out with MJ. Which is, like, you know, like, what's the word? Like, people use it as an excuse for, like, anxiety and stuff, but I don't think that's really fair, because what if you actually do have, like, anxiety, and, like, and you say that you, like, are smoking for this reason, or hanging out with MJ for this reason, but, like, the real tea is that everybody deals with that kind of stuff, like, anxiety, and if you're just a miserable person if you're not hanging out with MJ, that's all I gotta say.
Well, I also... I don't agree on the miserable person thing,
because, like, sometimes you're not allowed to. Like, I remember I wasn't allowed to hang out with MJ.
Oh, I'm still not allowed to.
Yeah, and so I wasn't allowed to, and so, like, a lot of the fear of, like, what freedom would be taken away from me if I hung out with MJ, which gave me freedom, which was a paradox. Mm-hmm. But, like, what freedoms would be taken away from me on multiple levels if I was to hang out or be found hanging out with MJ was really scary to me, and was something that I didn't want to jeopardize, because I wanted my freedom in multiple aspects and I didn't want to have to deal with that. And now I've kind of gotten to the point where I am more free from those who were imposing those rules on me and that freedom, so I'm allowed to do it. Not allowed, but, like, able to.
Yeah, but is your freedom worth it, though? Like, is being free worth being in trouble or whatever for hanging out with our good friend MJ? Like, is it worth it?
For me, I would have both. And if I had to give up MJ for my freedom, I'd have my freedom.
Me too.
Same.
No, I'm saying...
I mean, MJ allows me, like, certain freedoms that I don't get without it, but at the same time, there's specific freedoms that I get without it that I don't get with it.
I'm saying is the freedoms that you get with it worth losing for other freedoms?
That depends.
And also, aren't you only able to feel the freedoms of MJ when you already have a baseline of, like, freeness, mm-hmm. if that makes sense? Like, when you're not at a level of free and a level of, like, okayness, I feel like it's less enjoyable. And that's why sometimes people use it as a coping mechanism, so they can just get to an okay level. And I feel like for those who are at an okay level, it pushes them to this, like, beautiful, immaculate level, and that's why you like it so much.
For me, when I was, like, living with my dad, he didn't let us do, like, shit, so I had no type of freedom. So, but then, like, hanging out with MJ, it, like, freed me, not physically, but, like, mentally. So... That was good.
That mental freedom is what I strive for. But I feel like I was jailed for so long.
Yeah. Like, I literally felt like I was just always depressed. And, yeah, like, I was in my room all the time. I couldn't, like, go anywhere or do anything. And I was basically living with my stepmom and her daughter. Like, my dad wasn't home. So then I used to depend on MJ a lot to make me feel better. But then it kind of got, like, problematic, because I shouldn't have to depend on that. So then it came to the point where I was like, I was hanging out with MJ, like, every day. I wasn't going to school. I was just, yeah. It became very bad.
Wait.
But now I'm at a better spot in my life.
All right, so that's about all the time that we have for right now and all the time that I want to record. So I'm just going to be real with y'all. MJ means marijuana. We're talking about weed.
Marijuana.
We're talking about special weed.
We're talking about Mary Jane.
Yeah, we are. Yeah. You guys get it.
See, shut the hell up because now I'm getting like flashbacks from that fucking dream and I just imagine helicopters coming all over.
Well, all right, so it's been real, y'all. Thanks for listening to another episode of Talk More and we will see you all later.
Bye.
Bye.
Please.
Oh.
Alright, this is future Carson coming back to tell you all that before we leave, we have some bloopers, and then we'll really be gone, because, like, this is long enough, and it was only supposed to be 10 minutes. Alright, see you guys.
I'm
so oh, I didn't know she was.